Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
This is Andreas Hale with Tommy Dreamer, and this is the Saturday edition of the Busted Open Podcast. On today's show, we'll discuss Bray Wyatt's latest promo on SmackDown. What did it mean? What are we in for this time around with Bray's character? Also, Rey Mysterio quits, then earns an Intercontinental title shot. What's next for Rey in his new home on SmackDown? We'll give you all of our thoughts on this Saturday edition of Busted Open. Keep it locked. Tommy, was this what you were expecting from the Bray Wyatt return last night?
Absolutely not. I loved it. I loved, like I said, that's relatable. That's a relatable quality. Everything that he said, we have all experienced. It makes you want to like this person more because I felt they opened up. If I'm producing this segment, or Bray Wyatt is this unique, creative individual, and I love creative types. For you offline, you said, man, I hope they really, really do him right this time.
Yep.
And he's been in the WWE for a long time. When he was probably one of the most shocking firings during the whole pandemic, and because he was such a big star, and a lot of us felt like he'd be lost potential. Well, that potential is now back. If I was that music, his old school music, I loved, but I understand we have a new character. It's not omnibus. I don't know what I'm trying to say. What is the word? Oh, you something kind of scary, kind of dark.
Right.
And like the Undertaker's music, if he's going to be this supernatural character, even Kane's music, Kane was the big fire and brimstone, but that new music is kind of like rock and roll ish. It's kind of like in your face. So that's why I'm saying, I think there's going to be a different character when they have the lights down, everybody throws up their cell phones, turns on those lights, that music has to grow on the fans. I kind of would have went with my older music just because if I'm being the real Bray, I'm going to show you my other side. My other part, which I would have just tweaked this. If you ever go to a concert, if you ever want to engage the audience more, what do they say? Hey, turn the house lights up. And then the people feel like it's Bray would be standing there with his arms open for the hug of the audience, and they hug him all back. When a great performer, Elvis Presley, anybody, when they turn on the house lights, because the people feel like, oh, he can really see us. And then, yes, he wants to be a part of it. That was the only thing I would have changed. Everything he said was so, so true. The greatness to it all. If you really think about it, SmackDown had a flat ending, but it also had this ending where like, whoa, that was different. We didn't have any, like, we had amazing matches before that. It was almost like all their business was done. Normally, pro wrestling, somebody gets put through a table. Here comes the bad guys, duck. He clotheslines them out of the ring. He fires up. You know, it's either you leave with happy or you leave with heat, but yet they left with, wow, something else is happening, which makes me want to tune in next week. So job well done with all of that.
Yeah, I thought it was really interesting. I mean, we closed Extreme Rules with Bray Wyatt showing up, and a lot of people thought, well, who's he going to attack? Who's his first feud going to be? And they thought maybe it'll be, you know, Drew or somebody. And it was nobody. He just showed up, had said his piece, said, you know, we're here, and he was out. He shows up on Friday, cuts a promo, which we'll discuss more in a second, and gets interrupted by a video, and then it goes away. We're out. We have no idea what Bray is right now. I think that's the biggest intrigue of it all is when he comes back, obviously the fans are going to go to him. He's a babyface. But is he a babyface? And furthermore, is there more than one version of Bray Wyatt that we're about to see? Because is there going to be a split personality? I just think there's so much intrigue with the character. And like, you know, we talked offline, I said, I hope they do them right this time. I feel like every time he shows up, it's such a creative, great idea. I thought Vince wanted to shoot him to the moon. And by doing that, it didn't allow the character to grow. A character like Bray Wyatt, I've always felt like never needed a title. Not so quickly. I think they blew it with The Fiend. They pushed him too fast, too quick, and there was nowhere to go but down. But if you let this man breathe and let these storylines breathe, I think we can have a lot of fun with this. But I don't know, Tommy, do you think the same thing? Do you think there's, you know, they kind of shot him in the foot by moving him too fast in some of these feuds that he had?
Old Bray, yes. We all wanted to see him do all these different things, or you're correct with, you know, titles don't make the person at times, but titles, my theory about titles, they are needed to help people get over. If you watch the John Cena's, how did he, you know, first was that US title against JBL, and then, can he carry it? Older school, this person's the Intercontinental Champion. You know that this is the litmus test to see if they can draw as the world champion. Then, but a title does help, and certain victories for him could have helped prolong his character. And, you know, for whatever reason, but now there's new eyes on him, new management eyes. I feel it's going to work because they're letting him be creative. I know they have hired a new writer who's specifically doing stuff. The person's from Disney, specifically doing stuff with the whole White Rabbit. I mean, you had people, even our very own 50-year-old Dave LaGreca, like scanning his cell phone on his television, pausing, yelling at Violetta, stop it. Hold the pierogi. I gotta look at this. And he's got his phone and he's putting up to a microphone. And he went down that White Rabbit hole. And you even said, hey, with Liv Morgan, there was someone in the background. They're talking about, is Bray coming in as a manager of all these other people? There's been all this conversation of things that what he is. Another thing that you said, what is he going to be? Ariel, I believe you have some commentary on that lovely dark message that happened. Can you hit me up with it?
Oh, little one, my little one. Come. Come with me. Your life is done. Forget the future. Forget the past. Life is over. Breathe your life. You got no idea who you're dealing with, do you? Ooh, but you will. You will.
That is some dark stuff right there. And I don't know if it's going to be split personality or this is Bray Wyatt, this is the real me, and you're not going to see me anymore. And it was kind of like this other thing that battles within him, and it's a darker side. Or I don't know if he's going to manage maybe a specific group of people or turn it all upside down. I want to say when he had come back, when the whole, I mean, as Seth Rollins was burn it down, but there was a lot of destruction in The Fiend, and his character has all these different levels and sides when he was doing the Mr. Rogers thing, which I thought was Bray's funhouse. He still was a dark character, and these different personalities and different things are amazing. I'd love to see him be, and I feel he is the next for WWE, the Undertaker, the Kane. He fits in that. And there's no one in the WWE to fit that mode. There's nobody that people actually can sit there and believe that. Again, when I talk about social media, it's different. Nyla is the heel, on television, but if you follow her on social media, one of my favorite people to follow on social media, because so funny and entertaining. If you can get that mix, or it's either like the MJF, look at MJF on social media. The guy's a dick. The guy's a dick on television. He's a dick on social media. So with Bray, Bray's always mysterious, always has been, always will be. He's been emotional. He lets us in, or then what has he also done? He's talked about it. He would go dark. He ran away, but it was the people that brought him back. And I also know when Bray was out there doing signings, how much it meant to him when people would come up to him, because you'd see a lot of it's changed because you can follow the wrestler and live through their eyes when they post stuff. Look at The Rock, man. The Rock is perhaps one of the best social media people. And I feel he does control his own social media. And whether he's doing little things, he acknowledges wrestling, he acknowledges his past, and he's the biggest star out there. But that's also a quality you got from wrestling to relate to people.
Tommy, everything that you said is on point. I'm so fascinated with how much of that promo was character versus how much of it was him spilling his guts because he's been gone for so long. And especially under the circumstances of why he was gone. I mean, he lost Brody Lee while he was gone. Like, he's had issues. Things have happened to Bray Wyatt outside of the ring before his return. It felt like part of that promo was very emotional and very real, but how much of it is character and how much of it is true character development? And how much is Lee? You just said it. He let us in. He has been telling everybody to let him in for so long, but he.
Every day is a great day when you're not worrying about your appliances and home systems. And that's what you get with an American Home Shield warranty. Unexpected breakdowns like a leaky faucet or a faulty water heater won't break the bank with an American Home Shield warranty. Because covered repairs and replacements are taken care of. Choose a plan that works for you and your budget, and then it's simple. When a covered item in your home breaks, contact American Home Shield, and their trusted and qualified pros will fix it or replace it based on the coverage limits in your agreement. Right now, you can take 20% off. Go to ahs.com/bustedopen now to save 20%. That's ahs.com/bustedopen for 20% off any plan. American Home Shield. Don't worry. Be warranted. See ahs.com/contract for coverage details, including limit amount, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer.
Let us into his life.
Hey everyone, it's Howard Bender from the Ante Up Podcast. Every weekday, Adam Ronis and I serve you up the picks, plays, and fantasy information needed to win your bets. You know, this isn't just your average sports betting show, though, for one very good reason. We won't tell you what to do unless we've already done it ourselves. That's right. We put our money where our mouths are, so we're just as invested in each bet as you are. Subscribe today wherever you get your podcasts or listen on the SXM app, free for most subscribers.
Rey Mysterio is back. He picked up the win in the Fatal 4-Way. He's got a shot at the IC champion, Gunther. Let's start from the beginning here. Tommy, Rey shows up on SmackDown to talk with Triple H. Says he's done basically with wrestling because he doesn't want to fight his son, so he quits. Hunter basically says, come into my office, and the next thing you know, he's taking Karrion Kross's place in the Fatal 4-Way, which I thought was a great match. The spike, the Rana spike on Ricochet and the way Ricochet sold that thing, I audibly gasped because I was like, I think this man is dead. But what were your thoughts on Rey coming over from Raw to SmackDown, and what do you think this means for Rey Mysterio?
Thankfully, we get to see this matchup. Again, Rey Mysterio defying the odds. Him and Gunther is going to be off the charts. You talk about that bump that Ricochet took. Insane, because and so dangerous, because your feet are going one way, which is putting on weight. And we always say, tuck your chin. You can't tuck any further. So for that to even go down proves what a great wrestler Ricochet is and proves how much trust he has in himself as well as Rey Mysterio. It's funny. Someone had talked about when Orange Cassidy got tombstoned on the stage, and you know, they didn't believe it because it clearly doesn't hit the guy's head. And I was once tombstoned, and taken care of greatly, but then the person dropped me after he was already on his knees, and I was probably only about 2 inches, and I thought I broke my neck again, and I went paralyzed in an independent show. I've talked about this before, and I couldn't feel anything, and I remember hearing this, and I was like, oh my God. And then in my head, I'm saying to myself, how do I call home and say, I'm paralyzed because I went and did an indie show? Anyway, these are things that people don't realize. What was your question again?
What does this mean? I guess, what does this mean for Rey Mysterio?
Oh, sorry, for Rey.
Yeah.
Obviously, there was things behind this. Well, the other thing I wanted to talk about is Triple H noticeably being in charge now. Yep. Noticeably making decisions. It's been, without saying, I'm not a fan of the GM. But wrestlers can't just make matches. We do need management. And if we do need a face of that, you have to be careful when it's that person is you, being hence Triple H, because he's also an amazing performer. And you don't want people to ever turn on you, because unless you're coming back in the ring, there, in my opinion, there should be no, if you're going to be that person, that decision maker, kind of like they did with Sonya Deville, she started using her power, then she's full-time back in the ring. For Triple H, you just got to be careful that, because you are really the person who's pulling the strings, you don't want to blur that line with people, in the sense of if you start doing things that are unpopular, because weirdly on a television show, it could affect your real life and your stock and all that stuff. So it's a weird thing. I'm happy they put him there, but just make sure he's always in there in nice decisions like that, because wrestling people sometimes take it too real. For Rey Mysterio, it's a great change of pace. It's going to be a great match. And like I said, I think it was done for a reason, not so much for anything else storyline, because I still felt there was miles to go with him and his son. And unless the Judgment Day are going to move to SmackDown, but I'm also thinking there is no exclusivity in the WWE since the brand split. So I feel they can and will continue to show up other places, but because we don't have, you can only see this person here each and every Friday. You can only see these people here each and every Monday, which if you're going to make an executive decision, please go back to that, because then it could give more mileage to your storylines, to your angles, because now we got to wait for this to happen.
But yeah, dude,
it's a great switch for Ray.
Yeah, I love the brand split when there is exclusivity, but when characters start floating back and forth, I don't like it. I think the biggest thing to take away from me is putting Ray on SmackDown prolongs the feud with Dominic. I think there's only so much you can do having those two on the same show week in and week out without them interacting. And I think it's a match they want to save for WrestleMania. I mean, what better way can you do Ray and Dominic if you do it at WrestleMania? But it's October. So moving Ray off of Raw right now allows him to do some other things, and maybe they run into each other at the Royal Rumble, because what other show is there that these two can run into each other again? But I think Ray versus Gunther, just off the top of my head, you know, it wasn't even a match I was thinking about until I saw the end of this match, and I was like, oh shit, these two are going to deliver. Ray might die taking one of those chops, but I can't wait to see it. Oftentimes when we have champions, I think, you know, once upon a time was like the Big Show. It's like, if you become a champion, you wrestle the Big Show and it kind of puts you over. With going through, yes, you've had those bangers with Sheamus, but I think this Rey Mysterio match, I mean, I don't think Rey's going to win, obviously, but I just think it's going to be one of those things that truly puts Gunther on the map. Is a major, major player in this company. I've always viewed him that way. I've watched him since he was Walter, you know, Wrestling in Progress and PWG. And seeing him now, it truly feels like Triple H believes that he's that next guy. And that feud with Ray, there's no way that can't be good.
Yes, that match will be great. And I agree in your assessment. That could be next level for Gunther, because he's hanging with an all-time great legend. And nothing against Sheamus, but Sheamus is a way different competitor than Rey Mysterio. Another thing I'll tell you, when I went to WWE, I then realized how big everybody was, and I had to learn how to punch up. And in ECW, it was Mike Awesome, Sandman, Tommy Dreamer, three tallest guys in the company. For Gunther, he now has to learn how to chop down. And that could have a total different trajectory on his chops. Or he could just pick Rey Mysterio up and put him on the second turnbuckle and just chop the crap out of him, and then Rey bumps to the floor. But it would be different, or it's also as what makes Gray. What makes Rey great? The ducking, the bobbing, and the weaving of not getting hit with those chops until eventually he does. Because that I always talk about Rey Mysterio is the greatest wrestler, or he's the greatest wrestler for what he has done. He's the greatest luchador, but he's the greatest for his size, because he's still the underdog. And everyone's like, why? They still believe he's an underdog. And I tell, he's won every title. Why is he still the underdog? It's because of everything he does leading up to that. And I'm sure he'll have that same with Gunther. It'll be an amazing match. And that the match he just had was great. For the longest time too, I would always say, because SmackDown, I was there for the first episode, was always the different show. And then when I say the different show, it's the younger brand. It's an awesome brand. It usually is my favorite show of the week. But there was a lot of MVPs of that brand. And Edge was an MVP for that brand. Kurt Angle was an MVP for that brand. And Rey Mysterio was an MVP for that brand. He carried that company. Eddie Guerrero, he carried that brand, and he carried it with pride, that blue brand. And I'm happy to see him back, because I relate to him so being with that brand.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is going to be awesome. And I think another thing that we got to watch was Rey and Ricochet going back and forth towards the end of that match. And Ricochet is one of the most intriguing characters to me, because nobody really moves like this man. Mm-hmm. And I think there's a place for him. And I hope we get to see more between Rey and Ricochet, because I just thought that was phenomenal to watch those two work. But also, we had a little run-in with the Brawling Brutes coming into this match, and, you know, dealing with Solo Sikoa. And it makes me wonder, we're heading towards War Games. Of course, we got the Saudi show coming up, and we're trying to figure out who the Bloodline is going to have to deal with at War Games. Could it be the Brawling Brutes? And the physicality of that could be phenomenal. Like, where do you see this all going? Because this doesn't happen just by happenstance that they just show up. There's got to be something more to this.
Yeah, it could be laying the seeds for that. But then, like I said, because there's no exclusivity, you also got to think on the Raw brand. Who could it be? Or could it be if you think about old school War Games, we all knew we had the Horsemen, and then all the baby faces, the top baby faces, got together to counter this evil group. So until the evil group turned good, and then they had a culmination of a lot of the bad guys got together, or I believe the Dangerous Alliance was part of a War Games where, you know, there was all these people. It'd be cool to see too, if Paul Heyman actually gets another War Games with this stable. I think it would be great, because it would be a nod to, he's probably one of the few people that was in one before, and that, you know, back in the NWA WCW days, and he's going to be in another one. The beauty of what we talk about, the beauty of why we have this show, is because we still have to wait and see for this thing that's, you know, speculated to happen, this thing called War Games. I don't know that answer. Or is it, you know, the Bruisers and a Drew McIntyre and a somebody else? And then is it going to just be exclusive to, you know, SmackDown people? There's a whole other ways to take it. Don't know. I really don't, which I love that I don't know.
I agree. It's not predictable. I mean, look, man, we're talking about Gunther and Rey, and that's not a match I would have predicted is going to happen. But if we have high expectations for that match, I wonder also if we're starting to plant the seeds of a Gunther Roman Reigns match down the line, because it feels like, again, the way they've been moving Gunther and this IC title run and the physicality, Roman Reigns doesn't really have a peer right now. If we look at, yeah, he's working Logan Paul in Saudi Arabia, but Where does he go from here? He's beat everybody. Brock Lesnar's back. He's clearly dealing with Bobby Lashley. There's really no path. But how long do you think it is before we see Gunther and Roman Reigns cross paths with each other?
That is a great question. I would, again, the litmus test will be Rey Mysterio and see where that goes. And then there's a lot. This is why wrestling is real. Does it do a rating? Are people interested in it? How are we going to do it? I had brought up that question a long time ago when it was with Drew, because it was right place, right time when he was going to wrestle Roman. Is this the time where we take, you know, the title off of him? And I was like, if there's anybody, it was Drew, just because of the right place, right time, but I don't see it happening. And then me and Dave were talking, and I was like, I feel the person who to bring it up isn't on the roster, and it was Bron Breakker. And Bron Breakker can come up and do something to take the person to take the title off of Roman Reigns. And then Dave said Gunther, and I was just like, And now that he also has the Imperium with him, that is an interesting dynamic right there. So it will be something to, definitely something to be seen. Or if you also think about the Bloodline, and if the Imperium joins forces with Sheamus's crew, you have a hell of a War Games, and those two guys were bound by a war. And so then, hey, we're bound together. Wrestlers will always talk about, how do I get close to somebody? I get close to somebody having great matches with them. So it's all these interesting dynamics that you can have if it's going to be that type of War Games.
Holy shit, that would be an all-timer. Imperium Brawling Brutes against the Bloodline inside of the cage.
See, I just blew your mind. I just booked that in 2 seconds. That's why I'm a creative genius.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. The producer is Gabby Laspisa. The associate producer is Andre Viola. Sound design by Neri Bailon. Special thanks to SiriusXM Senior Vice President of Sports Programming and Podcasting, the legendary Steve Cohen, and SiriusXM Fight Nation Program Director, Mother Marissa, Marissa Rivas.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.